And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner. I'm talking now with Norwalk Boys track and field coach Matt Rampton. And it was a big night for you last night, coach. Class 4A state qualifying meet at Mason City. Second place as a team. You came out of there with 6 automatic state qualifiers, and you knew you were going to have some more, and it became official today. You ended up with 15 entries in 13 events for next week's state meet in Des Moines. How good do you feel about that number and the team going into state?
Oh, we feel pretty good, Mike. You always want more. You always feel like maybe we missed out on this or we missed out on that, but definitely feel good with what we got in. And, you know, hopefully guys are excited, and that's the most important thing. You know, we put in these 3 months of hard work and everything, and goes into last night and next week, and that's what it's all about. So feeling really good. I mean, it's always a challenge to, you know, take a – and actually we've never really – traveled this far for a meet before, so I thought the guys responded really well. Didn't once hear anything about the wind or the conditions or anything like that at the travel. They just came out ready to go, and the results spoke for themselves.
Well, on a night when there is wind and weather is a factor, you want to get in that top two so you know you're in automatically, and a couple of guys did that last night. Your first place finishers, Tony Anania in the mile and Caden Coons in the long jump, and Caden hadn't jumped in a while, but got it done with a jump of 22.7 3/4, and Tony ran a solid mile. And just talk about what those guys have meant to your team this year as two of the leaders.
Yeah, I mean, definitely two of our top guys. You know, we just had our banquet on Wednesday night, and we do some team awards, and the kids always vote on those. And, you know, the team picked Tony as the best, the MVP for the distance runners, and they picked Caden Coons as the MVP for the sprinters and the overall MVP. And so it was definitely good to see those guys kind of rise up and bring home some district titles and just perform the way we know they're capable of. And like you said, didn't complain about the win, just kind of showed up and performed and kind of notched their spots into the state meet next week.
Yeah, and then Caden also runs that sub 200 time in the 200 to get second place. Logan Atherton, second in the long jump. He had a 1-2 finish in that, so he qualified in that event. Later in the high jump with an at-large. And then a couple of relays got second place as well, the 4x800 and the sprint medley, and those have been strong for you all year as well.
Yeah, it's funny. We haven't really run our top guys in the sprint medley since March. So to come out and run a pretty good sprint medley last night, and we were right there neck and neck with Cedar Falls, and then we had kind of a gap ahead on third place. So knowing what Daniel's workload was on the night, Daniel Roche anchoring sprint medley, I was kind of hollering at him right there at about a 50-meter mark to go, and I just said, hey, you slow down and you save your energy. And so it's all about getting in the top two, and we didn't need to win it last night. And so it was good to just kind of save his energy and just lock up that second spot there. And 4x8, a lot of veteran kids on that team for us, a couple of seniors and a junior and a sophomore that has run in some big meets this year. And so, again, kind of the same thing told Tony, you know, just kind of get us in that top two and make sure that we're automatically qualified. And he did that with his big workload on the night, too.
And then some of the other things that qualified at large, Daniel Roche in two events, the 400 and the 400 hurdles. Tony Anania with his second individual event in the 800. We mentioned Logan in two events, Cam Thomas in the high jump, and Ethan Winslow in the 100.
Yeah. We'll start with the last one you said. You know, Ethan Winslow, he's just steadily improved all year, and kind of giving him a shot in the 100 as a sophomore just to kind of give him an event and see what he could do. And actually the last time out, we put him in the 100, he false started, so he didn't even get to run. But last night, you know, it's no secret, he had a little wind at his back, but you still gotta get a good start and run the race in the 100. He sure did that, and he snuck in and ended up seventh there in the district last night. I think we had 8 or 9 qualify from our district in the 100, and so it was fun to see that. But yeah, I can't say enough about Cam Thomas either. You know, he just started high jumping 2 weeks ago, and we knew he had potential based on years past. He high jumped a little bit a couple years ago, and for him to sneak in there at 6'2" height and get into the state meet, that's all you need to do is get in and give yourself a shot. So, you know, he and Logan will be doing that, which will be great. And then can't say enough about Daniel Roche, our senior leader. And just, again, I said he ran four 400s last night, one of them with hurdles. And for him to qualify in those two open events, pretty impressive. He's pretty hard on himself last night about with his times, but can't fault a guy for the times with the wind and those tough events throughout the night. So very proud of him, and he'll be just fine next week at state.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys track and field coach Matt Ramthan as the Warriors qualified 15 entries in 13 events for next week's state meet. A few of those to add in there, the 4x100 relay, the 4x400, and the distance medley. Now, when you get to state, are you going to be doing a little bit of shuffling on these relays?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the tricky part. When, you know, the last few years, we've been a pretty solid team, and so we've had some depth, and we've had some guys that we can move around and do some things for us to help us out. And so those are definitely hard decisions, but it's a good problem to have when you have those hard decisions, because that means you are good. If all the decisions were easy, it means you're probably not very good, and you can figure things out pretty clearly. But yeah, I mean, we'll have to take a look as a coaching staff at these relays, see what we think they can project to do at state. And obviously the goal is to score the most points possible. And so we'll take a look and see who we might move around and who we can put in spots. But obviously we want our top performers, you know, Tony Anania, Daniel Roche, Caden Coons. We want those guys in as many events as possible, and we want them scoring points for us. And then we need those tough, gritty guys too, those seniors, AJ Mosqueda, Grant Wallace, Cam Thomas. We need those guys. And then mix them in with the young guys too to help us where we need to, so that we can score the most points.
How many guys are going to be likely running or competing in four events at state?
Oh, great question, Mike. Not for sure exactly. You know, obviously the guys I mentioned, Daniel, Caden, Tony, most likely going to be in four events. And then we get down to the sprinters, you know, Eli Robbins, Jamison Giesman, those guys, Caden Borchering Johnson, those guys have been some of our top sprinters. So they're most likely going to be in four events, you know, maybe even Logan Atherton in three, Cam Thomas probably in three. So we'll just have to see how it all shakes out, but definitely some good guys in there to fill in too with Tim Korselman and Xavier Bush. Some other top guys too to help us out.
And of course, Tony Anania, the defending champion in the mile at the Class 4A state meet last year. He's back in that and the 800. In addition to him, you know, we know he's got a shot. What other events do you feel like there is a shot to, you know, make a run at a state title maybe?
Well, I think Caden Coons, I mean, he's been a state leader in the open 200 and the long jump for most of the year. So we need him to bounce back. He's been dealing with a little bit of an injury. We need him to bounce back and perform that to the way that we know he can. As I mentioned before, you know, Daniel Roche, he's got some potential in some events. And then, you know, mix that in with some of our sprinters and on the relays. You know, I like our medley teams. I like our 4x4. Our 4x1 has a little work to do, but, you know, anything can happen once you get up there. And so I look for all those things. And the high jump is really wide open, too. There's not really a clear-cut dominating jumper that we think is going to run away with it. So, you know, if our guys can just do what they do and stay within their abilities, I think anything's possible.
Have you kind of penciled things out yet as to how many how many points your team might have a chance to put up?
I have not. Again, just kind of waiting to see. We kind of thought our 4x2 was in, and then it wasn't, and then our 4x1 ended up being in. So try not to do too much until it's official, and so we'll probably dig into that a little more over the weekend and see what we can do. But, you know, last year we were 10th in 4A with 27 points, I believe, and so hopefully we can do a little bit better than that this year.
All right, again, we've been talking with Norwalk boys track and field coach Matt Ramthan on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. A few days to get ready for state, and then what are you going to I guess, tell the guys on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, as they get ready to go? What's going to be your message?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the message I gave them last night at districts. There's really not a lot for me to say at this point. You know, they've put in the time, they've put in the work. Just time to stick to our core values, one of them being toughness, one of them being compete, another one being have some fun. So no excuses at this point. You know, everybody's in the same situation, same conditions, no matter what those might be, same weather, but it's just going to be the guys who are mentally and physically tough and ready to compete, and those are the guys that are going to come out on top. So that's kind of the message, but again, at this point, it's a lot of it is on them, and what are they willing to do, and what are they willing to sacrifice, and how are they willing to get out there and compete.
Coach, thank you for your time. Good luck in Des Moines next week.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Hopefully, just let's hope for not too hot of weather, but warm enough weather where it's comfortable.
And probably, hopefully, dry.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.